free LBS MBA essay samples. The London Business School, LBS, at the University of London is considered one of the best in the world. The following MBA essays were written by ARINGO MBA candidates who got accepted to London Business School MBA program over the past few years. Read these free London Business School MBA essay examples to get a sense of what they are looking for at the London Business School MBA program. Contact ARINGO MBA admissions for help with your LBS MBA essays. To read more about London Business School, visit the LBS MBA page. See below some LBS MBA essay samples from MBA applicants. Sign up for a free consultation. Submit. LBS MBA essay example number 1. Question. Please describe your experience of working in and leading teams, either in your professional or personal life. Include any specific challenges you have faced. Given this experience, what role do you think you will play in your first year study group? My leadership experience includes mainly my managerial experience at my company. The greatest challenge I faced was building my research team at my company. When I entered my current position, after the replacement of the company's CEO, I knew I had to make changes in the company's structure and methodologies. Up till then, the company was a one-man show. The previous CEO had worked directly opposite freelance analysts, and neither organized work processes nor research methodology existed. The company relied solely on the analyst's personal abilities, which caused inconsistency in projects' quality and customers' dissatisfaction. In order to change that, I hired 5 research managers, redefined responsibilities and tasks throughout the company, and spearheaded the formulation of a new research methodology. The new methodology gave us an edge over our competitors and established the company as a brand name for quality research. One of the most difficult decisions I had to make was firing XXX, a veteran member of my team. Transforming my company into a leading research firm required a devoted team that was committed to this goal, and willing to make extra efforts. This vision did not fit XXX. She was looking for a laid-back position, and although talented, she did only the necessary minimum. I faced a tough decision. On the one hand, to fire an experienced employee, in a time when most of the employees were new, seemed unwise. On the other hand, not firing her would mean establishing double standards for our employees, and might cause resentment in the entire team. After I failed to change her attitude, I decided to fire XXX. Although I knew that in the short run things would get difficult, I concluded there was no other way. I needed the most dedicated team possible, and XXX, as head of a major division, would have undermined this effort in the long run. Personally, making the decision was very hard. It meant firing a colleague, with whom I had worked closely for a long time. However, in the long run, team spirit improved greatly and I succeeded in building the right team to lead the company forward. I believe that the role I will play in my study group will be the level-headed planner, who analyzes a complicated situation, prioritizes tasks, and assigns responsibilities. I will be the one that tries to find the solution when there seems to be a dead equals end and points out the hard facts that others prefer to overlook. When other people are in charge, I will be the one they go over their plan with, in order to find pitfalls and loose ends. On the other hand, I'll also be the one encouraging the team that we can conquer whatever destination we set our mind to, and be willing to take a risk in order to achieve that. LBS MBA essay example number 2. Question. Where do you see your career progressing 5 years after graduation and what is your longer-term career vision? 5 years from now, I intend to advance to a business development director at a large multinational corporation, in charge of a specific geographic location or a new business segment, and leading business steps such as Google entering the mobile phone market, or Vodafone entering the African market. Another viable option is running a new subsidiary in locations such as Asia or Africa, building a foundation for the company's business in that country. My longer-term vision is becoming the CEO of a major telecom company, such as Vodafone. I want to be the one that directs the course, creates a vision, and executes it. I believe that a successful CEO has to have the skills to hire the right people to run the everyday business, while he worries about future business directions. A path of management roles in large corporations that focus on business development will serve as the necessary ground for being an innovative leader, hopefully leaving my mark on the telecom industry, and at some point, I do see myself putting my knowledge and experience into my own company, and surprising the telecom market with an innovative product or service. LBS MBA essay example number 3. Question. In what role do you see yourself working immediately after graduation? Why? How will your past and present experiences help you achieve this? How will the London Business School MBA program contribute to this goal? Why is this the right time for you to pursue an MBA? As a journalist, I have sought to bring about change by illuminating incongruities in the world. After 9 years at the largest media conglomerates, I feel the news industry can go further to improve the lives of those we report on. I have acted on this belief, training citizen reporter networks in Burma, China, and Palestine, initiating video diary projects, and establishing a non-profit organization for video activists, Vidir Est Crederi. Yet, I believe I can do more to impact social change through media by encouraging further industry support for citizen journalists in conflict and development zones. Post-MBA, I will work towards this vision by seeking a management position in new media business development at an organization like BBC or Time Warner. I will work to foresee trends in new news media and maximize strategic management of emerging technologies to supplement both content and unique platform monetization. While formulating strategic plans to match radical changes currently facing the news industry, I will also gain management experience in pilot programs pushing media development that encourages industry integration of citizen journalists. My work launching Vidir confirmed the change-bearing power of social media for conflict regions and provided me with tools to create this reciprocal dimension within the news industry. This has been a step towards my long-term goal of establishing a .com news organization powered by citizen journalists. On a sabbatical this spring, through the Atkin Fellowship from King College's Center for Political Violence, I will investigate the premise of my career vision by researching the impact of citizen journalism versus mainstream media in the Middle East. I hope to build on this momentum with my subsequent MBA studies to help me gain practical tools to establish a revenue-producing social media venture, which could serve as a model for the larger industry. I look towards an LBS MBA for the skills to translate my experience producing media content into managing content platforms and developing business frameworks for news organizations. LBS's strengths in international management and entrepreneurial development first attracted me. Speaking with several alumni in the media and strategy sectors, I confirmed how foundational skills in strategy, finance, and entrepreneurship would prepare me for a senior business development role and eventually help me found a media company with a social development agenda. I was further encouraged to learn about the Center for Creative Business, and with courses like Professor Keith Whaley's Managing the Growing Business and Financing the New Venture. I believe the center and courses like John Bates' New Creative Ventures would help me identify new global trends and opportunities to advance my vision. In addition, Professor Michael Hayes' Social Entrepreneurship in the 21st Century, combined with joining the Global Social Venture, GSVC, competition, and the E100 Network, would allow me to develop a new viable business plan for my future venture. The Responsible Business Club and Aspirostra Consulting would also engage me with ideas and initiatives gaining ground in sustainable development and social enterprise fields. Most importantly, LBS's location, at the International News Nexus, would expose me to industry leaders and trailblazers to help launch my career. In addition to visiting speakers and case study field trips, I would use the first-year audit of the Managing Organizational Behavior course to study the operational workings of a London media organization. Then I would pursue a shadowing project at a different media firm for a broader industry perspective. My media colleagues also confirmed the networking benefits of LBS's Media Club, and Rebecca Otto confirmed the real-world value of LBS's location and its particular advantage to my future career. I am thrilled by the real-world context of LBS's opportunities, and I believe LBS is the perfect launching ground to translate my experience in media production to a larger scale with an eye to establishing my own media venture in the future. LBS MBA essay example number 4. Question. What are your post-MBA goals and how will your prior experience in the London Business School program contribute towards these? 500 words. As a project manager at a multinational bank in Hong Kong, overseeing credit lending operations, I noticed that often the small-scale, digital businesses were turned down by the bank. Based on the latest KPMG report, Hong Kong, despite being the leading global financial hub, ranks outside the top 10 in innovation hubs and leading visionaries. In my view, the traditional banking model is to be blamed. Seeing how other industries are benefiting from digital disruption, I have taken additional responsibilities in digitalization through training colleagues on digital awareness. However, I believe there is much more I can do. By applying the right technology-enabled solutions, I believe the banking sector can refine the traditional lending model and supply chain operations to support Hong Kong's entrepreneurs. Post-MBA, in short term, I want to work in product management in a fintech firm focused on lending such as LendingClub or Alibaba to understand how to solve financial problems using technology. In the long term, I envision leading a digital strategy team in an international bank to push business transformation in the existing Hong Kong banking model. At the bank, I was fortunate to expose to both frontline and middle management roles in credit lending and project management, leading a team of 24 of diverse backgrounds. The engagements I lead, such as implementing a more robust anti-money laundering system, require in-depth strategic planning and flawless execution as it impacts over 10,000 customers. In one of my recent projects, I designed a framework to analyze public companies that were adopted by senior management to successfully defend the bank's position on 100 firms that were on its loan books, despite the stock prices of some of these companies have dropped over 90% in May 2017. Global is the new local, especially for digital business. Steering a digital business transformation demands an entrepreneurial spirit and global thinking, something I need to improve upon. I witness how constructive feedback and constant learning are crucial to refining business ideas. At LBS, a student body with over 70 nationalities, gives rise to many well-established regional clubs and brings the famous international celebration, Tattoo, to life. I will diversify my social circle and learn from diverse viewpoints to accelerate my business acumen to a global scale. Complementing my lack of experience in digital management, LBS's tailored core courses in digital strategy will gear me with relevant tools to revamp the existing lending model. Looking forward, I wish to use my bid points to take the strategy lab class taught by Professor Marketes, a professor whom many current students spoke highly of, to work on real business problems on disruptive innovation. I will also take full advantage of the unique offer LBS provides on the highly flexible curriculum and block week electives, as I am well positioned in London to work two internships or part-time with a fintech firm to understand how to solve financial problems using technology. Combining my experience from working at the bank, skills, and knowledge gained from LBS, and the product management experience gained at a fintech firm, I will be well positioned to achieve my long-term vision of transforming business lending in the Hong Kong banking sector and contribute to its growth story in the digital economy. LBS MBA essay example number 5. Question. What are your post-MBA goals and how will your prior experience in the London Business School program contribute towards these? 500 words. As a digital and customer strategy consultant at a multinational professional services firm, I work with the largest client-facing organizations in my country, helping them improve the relationship between the business and its stakeholders. I believe that digital strategy is crucial for the success of such organizations to meet their customers' needs and that it will play an even more critical role in the organization's success in the near future, as millennials comprise a larger portion of the customer base. While working with the firm, I acquired significant professional experience. I learned how to quickly analyze complex processes and big data and how to offer customized solutions to my clients accordingly. In the future, I wish to continue to prepare organizations for the digital age but on a global scale. I believe an MBA from LBS will provide me with a solid business education foundation, international network, and know-how from real case studies. My post-MBA plan is to join a leading digital strategy consulting firm such as Huge, Designit, A.T. Kearney, or Frog as a digital transformation manager. This will advance my long-term plan to lead my own digital strategy consulting firm specializing in digital transformation. When I met with Mr. Julian Castaried, I was impressed to hear that the school recognizes the value of digital strategy in today's business world, and the emphasis LBS puts on digital by adding digital strategy as a core course. I wish to participate in the elective strategy lab and tackle real-life case studies with A.T. Kearney, a global leader in digital transformation services. This will help me expand my network in my target industry and learn about new industries I was not exposed to at my firm, helping me become a more diverse consultant. I plan to participate in the consulting club in order to share my experience and broaden my knowledge. I wish to improve my chances for securing my post-MBA job through networking and practicing case interviews with peer leaders. I hope to become a peer leader myself during the second year. I see the summer consulting team as an opportunity to use my professional experience and learn from my peers' experience while tackling real cases and offering solutions to complex business problems. During my studies, I plan to focus on innovation, in order to improve my ability to offer suitable solutions to my future clients. Therefore, I look forward to participating in the Strategic Innovation Elective with Professor Sendil Etheraj and the Innovating Business Models, Products and Services course. I would also like to develop my soft skills by taking the Understanding General Management class, as well as the Negotiation and Bargaining class, which came highly recommended by alumni I spoke with. Finally, I was also impressed to hear from Noam about the diverse student body, strong alumni network, and its impact on his career. I look forward to creating new relationships with people from various nationalities and backgrounds and expanding my network. LBS MBA essay example number 6. Question. Is there any other information you believe the admissions committee should know about you and your application to London Business School? 500 word limit. I am especially drawn to London Business School because of its international environment, in one of the world's most global and cosmopolitan cities. I believe that business has unique standing to bridge gaps between people and cultures by meeting mutual needs, and I hope to increase my own business acumen in a multicultural milieu and to devote my business dealings to building bridges. Growing up as a religious minority, I was challenged from an early age to negotiate a double identity, feeling part of, and sometimes apart from, two different groups at once. But it wasn't until I lived on an Irish farm as a high school exchange student that I came to appreciate the way cultural norms govern life. While for me assisting with household chores was second nature, I'll never forget the shock in my host mother's face the first time I took up a broom after lunch and started sweeping the floor. This moment piqued my interest in how people define themselves, and what they do, as individuals and nations, leading me to study social sciences as an undergraduate student in government and diplomacy as a master's student. During my degree in diplomacy at the University of Haifa, where the student body is neatly split between Israeli, Palestinian, and international students, I learned how a common business goal has the ability to rally individuals with disparate backgrounds and beliefs. Our model UN team had been selected to participate in the finals in Germany, but we could not afford it. I initiated a crowdfunding campaign on social media that would require us to constantly engage online for a month. It was amazing to see people who I had previously only seen arguing matters of history and borders rally together in the name of our common goal. With a business objective at hand, our usual squabbles and identity politics melted away. We wanted to go to the moon finals. We had one goal and we were one. I decided I wanted to be an active part in building a future of binational cooperation, and I joined an organization that brings up and coming Palestinian and Israeli leaders to intern at the US Congress and supports collaborative activities between them. After discovering new viewpoints from my Palestinian counterparts, I returned home to become the organization's first regional coordinator, where I advised teams of Palestinians and Israelis on building successful social initiatives. Working on projects like XXXXXXX inspires me that there can be even greater cooperation between neighbors in the private sector, and I aim to encourage such cooperation wherever I can. This work can start on LBS campus, where Israelis and Palestinians are already learning together. I want to establish an Israel and Palestine in Business Club, which will be open to all students and allies who wish to support, innovate, and develop business relations between these neighbors. I would also use my background in cross-cultural relations to host sessions on best practices for intercultural dialogue through the Debate and Public Speaking Club. With endless international peers and businesses at my fingertips, LBS offers ample opportunity for building dozens of bridges to a better future. LBS MBA essay example number 7. Question. What are your post-MBA goals and how will your prior experience in the London Business School program contribute towards these? 500-word limit. As a child, I grew up in a small Jewish community. As a person and burgeoning businessman, I believe that every endeavor can and should lead to the improvement of society. Today, I am inspired by the regular intersection of business and social entrepreneurship. Post my MBA, I aim to play an active role in furthering such activities, first as a consultant dealing with social enterprise at a Big Four firm, and later at the helm of my own social enterprise. My managerial experience has been developed through a mix of professional and social leadership experiences. Serving as National Head of Education for Jewish Youth Moment gave me the opportunity to manage a large organization's educational curriculum at a national level, leading 30 volunteers in the creation and delivery of programs for weekly meetings and biannual camps. The position also provided my first exposure to consulting, whereby in conversing with chapters across the country I understood the need to overhaul the organization's outdated curriculum and supervised a 3-year process to do so. My background in government and social sciences, along with strong research and analytical skills, have proven essential as an analyst at Security and Finance, where I've helped corporate clients gain steady ground by providing them with insights and confidence for decision-making. More than helping businesses evade potential business disruptions, like correctly predicting the 2015 coup in Burkina Faso, in these positions, I became fascinated with organizations and the use of big data, and the power to reveal a business future success or challenge. I am dedicated to bringing data-driven guidance to Israel's social enterprises, and I believe LBS offers the tools that will support my success. Courses such as Strategies and Growth, and Innovating Business Models, Products and Services, will develop my consulting skills by enhancing my understanding of business models and growth paths. I am also keen to learn about scaling social impact in growing social enterprises, and to hear more from OBE-awarded Professor Anthony Ross on social investment and enterprise. Beyond the formal curriculum, participating in the Social Impact Club's Social Impact Conference, and hosting a panel on inspiring Israel-based initiatives like MEET, Middle East Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, will allow me to broaden my network and exchange experiences with fellow members and guest speakers. I also look forward to consulting on real-world problems through the Impact Consulting Club. I am sure these learnings will be highly applicable to an internship at the London office whose track record for advancing social enterprise I admire. At LBS, surrounded 24/7 by the world's most talented business minds, I'll be immersed in learning that will catapult my management knowledge to the next level and help me become a high-impact professional in supporting Israel's much-needed social enterprises. LBS MBA essay example number 8. Question. What are your post-MBA goals and how will your prior experience and the London Business School program contribute towards these? 500 words. Having grown up in an environmentally conscious home, I have become increasingly interested in encouraging people to be considerate of our environment. However, as I learned as an economics student at university, according to Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations, people will act primarily out of self-interest and personal gain. These two seemingly contradictory ideas, saving the environment and self-interest, led me to form my own financial ecological consulting company. I have been building valuable technical skills since I enlisted in a Defense Force Elite Technological Intelligence Unit. This step provided me with high-level training in communications and computers, experience in working on dynamic teams, and a wide array of critical thinking techniques and tools. Following the Army, I worked for 6 years in the field of technical support, where I improved my problem-solving capabilities and honed my communication skills together with the ability to translate client interactions into valuable insights. As a team leader, I learned how to encourage the professional growth of my subordinates by providing both freedom and support. Meanwhile, my interest in entrepreneurship grew, as I engaged in 2 startup ventures, which introduced me to the joy of establishing a footing in the competitive consumer market while innovating with positive effect. London Business School's MBA program will allow me to acquire relevant skills, knowledge, and business connections to achieve my business goals in the environment field. In addition, the renowned entrepreneurship-focused courses and supportive environment will give me a fantastic opportunity to gain both theoretical and practical expertise in building and managing a successful business. I look forward to participating in the Entrepreneur Mentor in Residence program, through which I will receive guidance from successful entrepreneurs. Also, I am excited to apply for the Global Business Experience, which could further enhance my entrepreneurial potential, providing me with global perspectives. At London Business School, I will be able to put my vision to promote sustainability using financial incentives into practice with the help of the. Since the social network in London Business School is deeply immersed in the business world, I will be able to build international connections that will create new collaboration opportunities for EconoMind. The entrepreneurship and energy clubs will be valuable in this respect, through which I hope to reach fellow entrepreneurs with similar goals. Having examined the top MBA programs in the world, I am confident LBS Entrepreneurship Promoting Program, with its excellent business education, is perfectly aligned with my goals. LBS MBA essay example number 11. Question. Is there any other information you believe the admissions committee should know about you and your application to London Business School? Optional. 500 words. Although I graduated from university less than a year ago, I have been working ever since I joined the Defense Forces following high school, with a gap for traveling and university admissions test taking. Therefore, I have taken the liberty to include these meaningful work experiences in the employment section of my application, as they have played an important role in my professional and personal development. In August 2006, I was drafted into an elite intelligence unit. Following a communications and technology course, I was sent to a closed base and started working in a platoon that was assigned the task of investigating strategic capabilities in the Middle East. After a few months, I was promoted to lead my platoon's professional activities. During my time as team leader, we were able to acquire valuable information, which pushed my platoon's status high up the ladder of national importance. Our work, the load of which grew immensely, was placed in the spotlight focus of the entire unit, attracting personal attention from the highest-ranking officers in the army and government officials, too. This was my first intense professional experience, the properties of which resemble those of a full-time occupation. Long hours, high pressure, teamwork, reporting to superiors, managing subordinates, and having to meet deadlines. This experience has taught me how committing to a goal I believe in brings out my greatest efforts, leading me to excellence. In 2013, I was offered to join a startup venture to change the way online shopping is performed. Its goal was to help people reduce their expenses on shopping in an easy and user-friendly method. In 2015, I was asked by a friend to join him in creating a venture. The idea was to provide artists and philanthropists with a technological platform that would replace the proverbial hat that is passed around at the end of street performance. With my background in psychology and economics, my job was to run analytics research on the mental process involved in donating to a cause and to translate these findings into insights to maximize donations. Creating and building something I believe in from scratch sparked my passion for entrepreneurship, which I have pursued ever since. Although these companies ultimately failed, the experiences will always fuel me with a drive to push through failure and achieve success. The two projects built my confidence to pursue my own goals and inspired me to do things my own way. Recently, I founded my own company. The unique mission I am fulfilling expresses my self-determined goal of reducing dependency on non-renewable energies in a way that harnesses my competitive spirit. Today I am committed to facing the challenges ahead and consider a formal business education an essential addition to my entrepreneurial toolbox. How do ARINGO's clients do when they apply to LBS? Aringo's admission rate is 254% higher than LBS's average. How can you improve your LBS MBA essays? Aringo's experts can help you present yourself best.